Today is Yud Beis Tammuz, June 20th. We are holding in Siman Tov Ayin Gimel, Sif Vav. Now the Mechaber tells us, continuing with the order of the Seder, Naitel Yadov Letzerech Tibul Rishon. So after we do Kaddish, Urchatz is next. We wash our hands without a bracha. What's the point of this washing of hands? The point of this washing of the hands is to, for the first dipping of the vegetables. Lo yivarech ala netilo. We do not make a bracha on this netilo. Yikach mi'akarpas pachus mikazayis. We should take from the karpas a pachus mikazayis, less than a kazayis. Umat biloi b'choymitz, and we dip into the vinegar or the salt water. Mavarech bayre pri ha'adama v'oichel. And we make the bracha bayre pri ha'adama, and we eat it. Before we see further, because it's very large, well, let's read the next three words. Ve'einim v'varech acharov, we don't make a bari pri adama afterwards. So here, the first few points the Mechaber tells us that we wash our hands without a bracha, which is very uncommon. The person has to be careful, because sometimes out of rote, a person might come to a situation of not realizing it and starting to make a bracha. So we have to be careful not to make the bracha. Now, the next point we were told over here is to take from the karpas and dip it into the salt water or the vinegar, and you make a bari pri adama. We take less than a kazayis. Let's see the mishnah here. Sif katan and aleph letzorech tibul rishon for the first dipping that we mentioned. Kimoshim furish v'haylech, as will be explained as we go on. V'hatam, the reason is the chol davar shetibula b'mashka tzorech netila. Anything that's dipped into the liquid, it requires a washing. In number 63, he brings an interesting point over here. 63 of the Dirshu. V'av shebizmanenu oichlem tapuchei adamo lo oisom hanoigim lekachas lekarpas tapuchei adamo vushol b'mazleg. Even though there are those who use potatoes for karpas, I use potato. Anybody else use potato? Okay, potato. Who use celery? Use potato and celery? Okay, let's get all shittas there. That's good. Okay. Part, okay, good. So he says, even though normally they use a fork, they bring from this and Karelis over here, Shebelela seder haregilis hi shetoizlem ezak tapuach ha'adoma b'me'a melech b'yadayim. Use your hands. Now, maybe speak to your mother about it first, or your wife, I mean, whatever it might be. But here you should use your hands. Because Lachaini says, Hudava shetibula b'mashke, then it's called something which is dipped in the liquid. V'chein, so too, they bring from Moshe Sternbach, shetzorech lahakvid lidwol es atubuch adam b'yad v'loy b'kli. Specifically, use your hands and not a kli, because if you use the kli, you won't necessarily have to wash your hands. However, they bring from Rav Pesach Frank, Mikrei Kodesh, Shebelel HaSeder, Yesh Lachush, Shetam, Chiyav, Netila, Zeh, Hukadesh, Yaseh, Shinoi, V'yeh, Hekel, Tinoikis, Lachain, Gamim, Oichel, Mazah, Yitel, Yadav. So he brings from Rav Pesach Frank, on the bottom, you saw that?
Yeah, sure.
So that, let me just explain it first, that even on the Seder night, you can use a fork, because the main point over here is that the children will be asking questions, what are we doing? Why are we having this now? We didn't have this Shabbos night. We didn't have this last night. We don't do this throughout the whole year. What's going on? So even that question will be perhaps aroused from the child, even if it's being used with a fork. Now, I want to share with you another important point over here. He brings from the Chazon Ish. So they bring from the Chazon Ish that a person should not be mafsik, not make a hefsik in regards to talking. The Seder night, we have many family members, we have friends, and sometimes the conversation continues or starts at the wrong points in time. Here they bring, Shelo yafsik besicha mishum mishum she'etzem anetila tzricha liyoyis samach la'achila. Ve'enoi din rak mishum ha'bracha. He says, we don't want to wash our hands, kaddish orchatz, by the orchatz, then by the karpas, we're going to be talking between, because this washing of the hands is for the karpas. So it's not a situation of that you made a bracha, you can't talk. We don't want to discuss other topics that don't relate to the Seder, to the topic of at hand in front of us. So too, they also bring from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. You see where that is? It's the second paragraph on the top column. Yes, okay, that's it. Yes. And also from Rav Yashiv, Shiroi Shelo Ladaber Ach Letzorchei HaSeder Mutter. That is appropriate not to speak unless it's for the need of the Seder, then one can definitely be talking. Okay, let's continue now in the Mishnah Brura. Siv Katan Nun Beis. V'lo Yivarech, we don't make a bracha on this Bari Pri Adama, on this Netila rather, the washing. Chumash Pasik Mechaber Le'el, Mesimin Kuf Nun Ches, Evdalet, as Mechaber Pasik earlier, that he should not be making a bracha. V'ayin Shem Mishnah Brura, Das Agro, take a look in the Mishnah Brura, over there, what he holds, what the girl holds about this. Now, if you take a look in the Sharet Zion, Sifkat and Ayin, it's all the way in the bottom of the page, two lines up from the bottom, over there, Sifkat and Ayin. V'chein b'nyaneinu kosav agra di'yavarech. The Vilna Goyin, those who hold of the opinion of the Vilna Goyin, who follow the Shita of the Vilna Goyin, they would make a bracha over here. Mikomokim near the dafkim oichel kezayis. That's only if he eats a kezayis. And the agro aikir adin the tibum b'mashke koi v'leah pachas mikazayis akasa mechaber. The Vilna Goyim is saying that if you normally, if you can eat a kezayis of this tibuloi, this vegetable dipped into the salt water, then you should be making you should be washing with a bracha. He says, okay. Now the Gra is not saying you should have a kezayis here, but he's saying if you would have a kezayis, you should be washing. There's a whole question which we're not going to discuss now. What should a person do if he forgot and he did wash? Okay, that's number 64. Amir bracha. I'm sorry. He made a bracha. He washed with a bracha. Well, that's just an interesting point. You can take it number 64. Take a look at it later. Let's see further. Sifkat nun gimel pachas mekazayis. You should take less than the kazayis. The fisha bekazayis is safek. Bebracha achroina im mevarach yisoy loy. Al kein toy goyse shayoycha pachas mekazayis shlo yehi bechiyo klal kol yama. Since it's the whole question, should a person be making a bracha achroina if he has his kazayis by the karpas, better to avoid that by having less than the size of a kazayis by the karpas, whether you're having your celery or your potato, whatever you're eating for the karpas. Now, we know the bracha of the karpas goes also on the mortar, as we'll see, to have that in mind. It's a little difficult. It's been the whole day of eating maybe some apples and potatoes, and sneaking something behind the person's back who was cooking, maybe what you weren't supposed to be eating, you know. And now it's the karpas. You're finally putting something into your mouth besides the wine, the first cup of wine, and so you're being told over here not to have a kezayis to enter into a suffic bracha question. Sifkat nun dalet, dip into the chometz, oy be yain, oy be me melech, or wine, or salt. Salt chometz is a vinegar, right? Right. And Meimelech is the salt water. Don't dip it in the charoisis. Ki charoisis ain't the ella the tibul sheni, because the charoisis is only for the second tibul. Shemitabel hamara becharoisis. That you dip the mara into the charoisis. Then he says, Mavarech bayir pri adama vaichel make a bayir pri adama and you eat it. There's a whole discussion here whether or not number 67, whether or not one should be leaning during the karpas. So the different opinions in number 67 from whether or not you should be leaning, and the one I'd like to share with you is that of the Or Letzion. He says to eat a little without leaning and eat a little while you're leaning. So that's why you cover both opinions. Of course, those who don't lean and you say you lean, you know, said so you're leaning, wouldn't go with that. But that's how the Or Letzion comes out over there. V'yichavin lifter, as we said a minute ago, v'bracha turning the page zu gam hamarer sheyoycha lachakach. You should have in mind to exempt yourself with this bracha also the marer that you'll be eating afterwards. Now we in sifkat nun vav ein mevarach acharav. You do not make a butter pri adama. Afilo im acha kezayis, even if you eat a kezayis, l'fishe bracha rishoyna koi gam al hamorer, because the bracha rishoyna is also going on the martyr. Kain berchas hamazon shepoiter es hamartyr, the berchas hamazon that paters the martyr shoich b'seches suda, that you'll eat during the suda koi gam ala karpas, the berchas hamazon will also go on to the karpas shachal mikoidim, that you eat beforehand. I'm Beralocha, Masha Kasadim Shima Grob, is that look in the Beralocha, what he writes in the name of the Grob. The Mechaber continues on the top of the page, and he says, Vikach Matzem Sois. Now we're continuing, if you want to like maybe perhaps write in your Mishnah Rura, Kadesh Orchas, now we saw Karbis, now up to Yachatz. This is the Yachatz now. Vikach Matzah Em Sois. You take the middle Matzah. Vivatz Eno Lishtayim, and we break it into two. You hear what he says here. You give it to the opinion of the Mechaber, to give it to one of the people at the table to guard it for the Afikoyman. Anybody have that minute to give it to one of the people at the table? Okay, like I told you, this was the only yontif that my children come over to me and say, Abba, can I give you a hug? And they frisky me. That's what happens. Yeah. And you put it underneath the tablecloth. I mean, you have to be careful, because if the little children learn this also, then they know where you're hiding it. So he's not telling you exactly how to do this. What do you do? The second half? Yosim bein shtei ha-shleimus. We put it between the two shleimus, and we'll use that later for the achila, for the achilas matzah. Sifkot nun zayin, and so yisiv etzen of yishtayim, says the Mishnah Brura in number 57, and Sifkot nun zayin, to fulfill that which the pasuk says, lechem oini, the poor man's bread. V'darkei shaloni beprusa, it's the way of a poor man to have a prusa, just a little piece of bread. V'amar himsois, why is it saying himsois? Ki berchas achilas matzah ha'ikir alokoi, because the bracha of the achilas matzah, that's the main, the middle one, that's the main point. Berchas amoitzi shemivarech mitchila koi. When you break your, you make a bracha of hamaitzi lechem in aretz, might sound funny when you say lechem in aretz and you're holding that matzah. So going, it's referring to the matzah. That lechem in aretz is referring to the first piece of the matzah. So when you make that bracha, you have all three pieces together. You have the top one, the bottom one. Then you have the top and bottom is the lechem mishnah. Then you have the middle emsois, which will be the achilas matzah as well. Then he says, further in the Mishnah Rura, Nun Ches, V'itein Chatzah, you take the half of it, Kidei Sheshtei Achilois Shoicha L'Shei Matzah Yei Beprusa. Because this way the two Achilas, the eating that you have, you'll eat, will be L'Shei Matzah Yei Beprusa, will be with a piece. Toiv V'toiv Shoicha Chelek Yeg Yoitze Godol, and that piece should be the larger one. Sivkot Nun Tes P'tachas HaMapa, put underneath the Mapa, Zeich L'Masha Oimer, as a remembrance to that which it says in the Pasuk, Misharisam, Tsururis, Visimloisam, that their dough was like wrapped up in their clothing when they left Mitzrayim. Veishinoisnin, Oyso, Akisvayim. There are those that have the minig, I know by Svardim, some Svardim have the minig to put it the like over their shoulder as a remembrance that they that when they left Mitzrayim, that as we say over, that the matzah baked on their backs. Zeichil Etzias Mitzrayim, as a remembrance to Yitzis Mitzrayim. V'yu nizharin sheyichroi chafikoyim b'mapo shloi kibsu b'krachmel. Should be careful not to put the afikoyman in a garment that was cleaned with starch. Ki akarim mistama mechubasim b'krachmel. Right, that'd be a problem, right? Don't put any starch, they say, right? No starch in there. Okay. Then, back in the Mechaber, he continues the next part of the Seder, three lines down, V'yagbiha ka'aro, sheyesh b'ha matzos. Now, kadish orchas karpas yachatz, I feel like I'm by the Seder, because we keep repeating each Seder, right? Now, yachatz, what's that, the yachatz, you're magid. We're now coming to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. So, the Mechaber says, when we do that, we pick up the ka'aro, the Seder plate that has the matzahs, v'yoymer halachmanyo, ad manishtano, we say this is the poor man's bread, up to manishtano, hagos is drama, v'yoymer beloshin shemevinim hanoshim yaktanim, v'yifarish lehme'inyin. This is very important now. One should make sure to say over the Agada in a language that the women and the children understand. What he means is as follows. Just to read it, the actual Hebrew words, and move on to Shulchan Aruch and start eating is not the point. We have to read what we're doing and explain it to those who are at the table, at the Seder with us, so they can understand what is going on, what is taking place. It's very important. V'chein osa ri melundri kol ha'gadu b'loshin laz k'dei she'yivinu ha'noshim ha'ktanim. The ri melundi, lundri, would make sure to say over the Haggadah in the language that those who are by the table can understand what he's saying. Sifkat and Samech, the Mishnah says in number 60, V'yagbiyah ha'kaari, pick up the ka'ara, the Seder plate, in kol ma'ashaleh, with everything which is on top of it, v'ein tzarech l'hasya ha'tavshin, tavshilin, you do not have to remove the food. Ha'lachma, v'yish oimim ki ha'lachma, they will say with a chaf, v'tzarech l'omroi b'kol ram, you should say it in a loud voice, v'yoimim b'loshin, you say it in a language that people understand, v'tzalayim me'ha'lachma v'eiloch duhu ascholos ha'gada. Because ha'lachmanya is the beginning of the Sipur, the Sipur Mitzrayim. We have to have kavanah at this point in time to fulfill that Dorais. B'loshin Shemevinim, number 63, 60 Samach Gimel. V'yikayim b'zeh ma'asha'omar ha'kosu v'yigadzeh levincha, and you'll be fulfilling that which the Pasuk says, v'yigadzeh levincha, you should say it over to your son. K'dei she'avinu ha'noshim, Samach Dalid, that in order to say it into language with which the women and children can understand, she'harei gam noshim chayavis v'mitzis ha'laylo. As we saw earlier in the Mechaber, in some, I think, Tafayin Beis, that the women are also obligated in the midst of the Seder. A canal is there. We go. Tafayin Beis if you dalit. V'lachein hachiv gam ala mishareses sheteishav eitz al shulchan v'tishma kol agoda. The chiv, the obligation is also on the lady who's serving that she should hear the whole entire agoda. V'im tzricha is lotze is lachutz levash, she has to go out and cook something or serve something. Al kapanim v'chuyev is l'shmei hakiddush. She is obligated to at least hear the Kiddush, and when she comes to Rav Gamliel Oimer, Kol Shelo Yomar, whoever did not say these three, Tichnes, Sishma, she's coming to listen. You hear the Mishnah Berurah saying that she should be at least listening. It doesn't mean that she has to be saying the actual Haggadah, but at least be listening to what's going on. Ad la'achash tiyas koi sheni, until after the second kois, Sha'arei Misha loy Omar, Shlosh Dvarim Halolu Loyotza, one who did not say Pesach Matzah Marer has not fulfilled his obligation. So the lady as well has to make sure she fulfills this requirement. V'noigin shigam koirin oyson shetishma seider asara makois shehiva kosh baruch al mitzrayim kadei shelahagid lahem kama nisim osa kosh baruch b'shvil Yisrael. It's also important that the women should be involved with the makois, the eser makois, in order to hear of the nisim neflois that Hashem performed for us in Mitzrayim. Sifkat and Samach, hey, Lanicham. Okay, so now first it's always a good idea to see the Mechaber before the Mishnah Berurah. That's the order how it goes. V'oz yitzavel hasira me'al shulchan, u'lahanicham b'soif hashulchan kilu kvar achlu k'dei shiyiru hatinoikes v'yishalu. Then we command someone, or we take the kara lahasira me'al shulchan, to remove it from the table. And to put it on nicham b'soif hashulchan, and put it either at the end of the table or on a different table. Here he says, end of the table, ki'ilu kvar ochlu. It's as if you ate already. Why do we do this? K'dei she'yiru hatinoikes, that the children should see what's going on. V'yishalu, and they'll say, I don't understand, what's going on? Now, they must have children that have tremendous attention span and have the ability to sit for a long time. But I want to suggest, if the children do not ask these questions, it might be a good idea to ask them, why are we doing this? And before you do that, it might be a good idea to say, I have this, well, we don't, those who get excited, the children of get excited with the nuts, so they say, I have this nut. As we saw earlier, those who don't have the nuts because of the allergies, like in my house. So you might say, okay, I have this candy. Now, I have to be careful because you might have to give everyone at the table the candy, so make sure you have enough for everyone. even though if only one child answers. Let's finish the Mishmur, we'll take the questions here.
Sure.
Siv Katan Samechei. Yalnicham Besayv Shulchan, put at the end of the table. Now Shulchan Katan, if the table is small, Yasirim Legamrim Yal Shulchan, take it away totally off the table. Kibalavachi Leka Shina Latinak, because without this, if you move the Kara from one end of the table to a spot right next to where you just moved it, where it came from, there's no shinoi. There's nothing really that changed that the cotton, the child will ask a question, why are you doing something different? So take it off the table if you have a small table. Or many times the table is just full, you don't have room to put it, so just take it off the table as well. Yesirim legamim ala shulchan, take it off from the table totally. Kibalav hachi leko shino latinuk. Okay, from you just saw the samach vav. Vishulu, and they'll ask, hamatzois hamuchonois lachilo loma misaknoisam. What are they going to ask? Well, are we here to eat and wash? Well, we didn't wash the matzah yet, so why are you taking him off the table? Well, it doesn't make sense. Imagine, just talk practically speaking, today's Thursday, tomorrow night, before you make kiddush, you take the challah, or after you make kiddush, you take the challah and you put it in the kitchen. And everybody goes to wash. So if you want the children to be quiet, you know, so you're not giving the challah, like, what's going on? So of course, there's something strange that's taking place. So we have to live it like a reality, like it's real, not just to go through the motions. So he says, "V'yoyim alehem, tell them, she'ein reshoin lechol, we cannot eat the food of the Seder night, ad she is sape b'tzitz Mitzrayim." That's why I'm doing this. On Shabbos, I'm not taking off the challah from the table, because on Shabbos, I don't have a mitzvah of sape b'tzitz Mitzrayim. We have in front of us a mitzvah of sape b'tzitz Mitzrayim. That's why we are arousing their interest by taking off the table. You hear this? Mariel says not to put any matzah on the table until it is time to eat the actual suda. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue and finish Mitzvah Hashem, Siman Tov Ayin Gimel with Siv Zayin.